One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony. It's Glenn from Kentucky. I moved. I tried to distance myself a little bit more from what was going on. There's a couple of reasons I want to call today, you know, just see how you guys are doing. And, the other morning, I ended up getting up at work for about, I usually set my alarm for 5:30 in the morning. And I usually get up and get ready and stuff. Well, the other day it kind of freaked me out because I went in to get a shower, came back out, and when I was standing in the hallway getting my shoes on, my daughters were having, at the same time, a nightmare. And it freaked me out because they were in there talking about, leave me alone, I don't want to talk to you right now, I'm trying to sleep. And then they started both crying, and I walked in there, got my girlfriend up, said, hey, you need to come see this real quick. She came in there, and she started freaking out as well. So one thing I can think of is I ran to my junk drawer in my apartment, grabbed out some sage, and started burning it while I'm praying going through their room. And it took about, I'd say, 5-10 minutes. I ended up going through almost the whole house praying and stuff like that. And then finally, you know, they stopped crying and made sure they were okay before I started to go ahead and start to leave. But I ended up getting some bad news about the old place I was working at. One of the guys and his wife I used to speak with a lot, we became somewhat friends there. But I understand I still had a job to do, so I tried to keep my job, you know, split from a friendship for most of the people there because that place is crazy, so it could be your friend 1 minute and your enemy the next. And if you got too close, it could be your worst enemy. So I tried to, you know, split that up and try to keep it, you know, best equal on both sides. I found out that the guy I was talking about, he ended up going through a really bad fight with his girlfriend, or my apologies, his wife. He ended up killing her. And it kind of hit me pretty hard because, you know, I was somewhat friends with him and I tried to stay friends with them when I left. They're really good people. And he ended up, when he was leaving, he ended up going to Chicago, ended up killing two other people on his way through Cincinnati to get to Chicago. And he's still going to plead insanity because he said he has no recollection of what he did. And it's kind of weird because a lot of people there at that place are really nice people, and it just out of time, they go from the nicest people you ever met in your life to some of the worst people you ever meet in your life. I don't know if it's because the energy of that place or what, but there is times I've had to take people out of the property. And once then they're like, you know, they're out of it. And then they come to, and they're like, hey man, I don't know what happened to me. I want to apologize. And,
it is what it is at that point, time point. There is two other people I tried to keep in contact with at that building. One was an old older lady, and she was in charge of like management or something there of everybody at the building, and she would speak with management of the building. And she's been telling me that it's starting to calm down. There is points in time where stuff is a little too out of hand. We spoke the other day on the phone, I think, after my shift, and she told me, she goes, honey, there's still times when security could call to a vacant apartment building and go in there because they're complaining of fighting and things being thrown around and stuff like that. Well, when they get there, and if you get the keys from maintenance to go in, you know, they'll give the same thing, security coming in. You know, that's kind of bullshit. They go in there, and nobody's in there. Not a damn thing is inside that building or that unit. There's no carpet. There's nothing. It's literally empty, and nothing will be messed with. There'll be a light on, but that's about it. And it's insane that some of this shit still happens there, because there's some times where I end up having a nightmare about that place, and you know, it just fucks with me. But that place is something else on its own level. But there's another older lady there that I speak with, and I try to keep contact with her as well. She says she's a medium, but me and her and a bunch of other guards and stuff used to mess with office personnel, because she would go up to the management, used to tell them stuff that only certain relatives and her would know. Man, we would laugh, because some of the stuff is pretty hilarious. There are some times where she would, you know, tell some stuff she probably shouldn't say, and then they'd start crying or something like that. But she told me that she's been trying to help as many people as she can to pass. I do remember the conversation me and you had a while back about that, about as many people there from over the years. And she says there's just too many people to help. Some of them are destined for other places, or there's people that will stay there, die somewhere else, and come right back there. And she goes, the problem is she's trying to close that port, but she says as soon as she does, she says something along the lines of something else will open up or something. So I don't know what the hell's going on with that, but she's also a very nice lady. I had an issue a while back with my aunt passing too soon, and she, you know, she came up to me and she goes, I understand what happened. Before I even said anything, I was pretty upset about it still, because it just happened out of the blue. And I have had incidents where, you know, I'll be listening to the radio or something, and my aunt used to call me a couple nicknames, one of them being Ammo or Amtrak, because I was a big kid, so, you know. But I was on the phone one time, and I was talking to my girlfriend, and I could hear it clear as a bell. I said, hey, Ammo. And I said, what the fuck? And it scared me, so I hung up. And my girlfriend's mom was sitting next to me. She goes, why'd you do that? I said, did you hear that? She goes, yeah, who the hell is Ammo? I said, me. She goes, well, how's your nickname Ammo? I said, well, when I was younger, my aunt Lisa used to call me Ammo, because when I was littler, I used to have a really bad anger issues, so it kind of messed with me. So, but she knew about all that stuff. She's just saying, well, she wants to know, she let you know that she's okay, and she understands you're still upset, but you got to stop and stuff like that. And so from then on, I've been, you know, I try to keep up with her and stuff. But she says that place is just, there's some parts where it's just evil. There's nothing else but just evil. And there's some good spirits there that try to balance it out, but it's like a losing battle for them. So, I don't know. I try to keep my distance away from that place, so I move a state over just to stay the hell away from that place as best I can. And since the new restrictions from what we're driving, the only thing we're allowed to do over in that area now where that place is drop off a vehicle. So, if I have to come close to it, I still get the, you know, vibe from it. But I try to drop off as quickly as possible and get the hell out of there. But anything other than that, like, it's just, that place is just, I don't know. I think they should just tell everybody to leave and blow that place down. But I don't understand, like, how a building that you know, that, I guess it's like a medium-sized building, could hold that much shit from it from years and years. To me, I think it's probably just best to be blown up and leveled. I do try to keep up with your guys' stories online. I do drive a lot, and there's a lot of miles into driving what I do. So I do listen to you guys a lot. I do hope the best for you guys and you, Tony, and your fans and all that stuff. I hope the best for you guys, and I will continue to listen to you guys. You guys have a good one, and that's it.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.